Welcome to Big Brave Business. This is a podcast built on the belief that you can create absolutely anything for yourself. Whether it's a dream job or a dream life, it's all possible for you.
I'm Amanda Nelson, a virtual assistant and digital marketer. And that's Sarah Heater, podcast producer and strategic consultant. Each week, we will share insights from working with dozens of clients, stories of how we got where we are, and encourage you to see us as your new business besties.
So grab a cup of coffee and let's talk being brave in business. Welcome back to Big Brave Business.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Good. I feel like a crazy emotional person. We've had like some big conversation today already before we hit record. How are you? How are you doing?
You know, I am doing good. It's a busy day. Today's the meeting day for me, but always happy to get to record. You're my last meeting of the day. So the most fun at the end of the day. I like it.
Yeah, I literally was saying to Eric yesterday because it was his birthday last week. And so I did not do meetings at all last week, which was, well, I did Thursday, but most of the week last week, I did not take any meetings. So then coming back for a week of just slammed meetings, I was like, but tomorrow's Amanda. And any day that includes Amanda is a good day.
Oh my gosh. I wish everybody felt like that. Thanks, friend.
I think they do. I think everybody on your client roster thinks that for sure.
Look, I am very, very happy that you feel that way. And it's very mutual. Well, let's get into it, girl. We've got some things to talk about.
Yeah. One of the big themes of what we were just chatting about, because of course we talk all the time about how our businesses are growing and evolving. And we talk about that a little bit on the show, but we also talk a lot about it personally. And 2024 has been a wild ride with just a lot of new changes and shifts in, I'm going to say, I think this is mutual for both of us. What I even thought I wanted, 2024 is really looking different as far as my business goes. Personal, it's all gravy, but it's the same as it always was that I was on track for. But business wise, it's like, yeah, I feel a little bit like the opportunities that are coming and the way that things are growing and evolving is kind of unexpected and wild and chaotic and exciting, but also just a lot of unknown. And it's interesting. My eyes twitching. Like I'm just like, what is, I don't know. Last year, I feel like I went into 2023, I guess, steady and strategic. And then 2024 is sort of like, I'm holding on for dear life and I'm just riding the ride. Like I'm just open to what's happening. I don't know. What about you?
Yeah, very similar here. If you recall, before I moved and before I got an office, I said that I thought 2024 was going to be a really special time for me because I've never had a space to really dream and grow and plan and hope. And, you know, it was always just like make it day by day. And this year for me has definitely been like a surprise thus far. I mean, we're only like in February. and I feel things have changed so much. So many exciting opportunities have come my way. And I was just talking to Sarah, dear listener, about how I think none of it really would have happened had I not worked hard and stayed consistent. Because none of the opportunities that I have now are from networking. They're not from going out and writing, you know, like trying to sell something to somebody. It's only because I think I really made an effort to put my best foot forward and be a good person in business and make good connections with clients. And even when they like left me, you know, or we didn't work together anymore, we still stayed in contact. I just think it's about connecting and being a connector of people has like really paid off for me thus far this year. But in saying all that wonderful stuff, I am 100% in the land of the unknown. A lot of really cool, exciting projects I've been asked to be a part of that I am excited to see where they go. And just kind of like I told you, I am along for the ride. I am not pushing anything. We're just going to see how it works out this year for me. If 2023 was growth, I would say 2024 is definitely stretch. Can I say instead of growing, I'm stretching? Because I don't feel like I'm really necessarily growing. I feel like I'm stretching into different, what potentially I could see my work looking like for the next little bit. Because if you recall, I always said that I didn't know how work was going to be sustainable doing the way and working the way I was. And now I'm just really teamed up with good people around me that I feel have vision and are also working towards awesome things. That includes you. And I just think it's exciting. It's very exciting. Yeah. But scary and just kind of like,
yeah.
It's also not scary though, because I'm just kind of, I'm not pushing, like I'm not betting on anything. I'm just kind of like, oh, this would be great if it worked out. If not, cool. Like it's fine.
I wish that I could say that I don't have fear. I definitely do. But I think stretch is the perfect word for it. And I mean, hopefully also growth in all respects, but it's definitely a big stretch here for me. This is like very much out of my comfort zone. There's a lot of like new projects that I think I've shared a little bit on the podcast of beta testing, I guess you could say, training two individuals to do kind of what I do in my own company. And with the hope that I can really transition into more of an actual like CEO role. And I have so much excitement about what that CEO role would look like, but the stretch of like what happens between now and then is really out of my comfort zone. So I'm hiring my first W-2 employees this year. I mean, they're hired, but they know who they are, but it's like doing the actual compliance for a W-2 employee is completely new to me. That is wild. And totally stressing me out. It's multiple states too. So it's just like, of course, I don't do anything easy. I don't do it. It's like the networking challenge, right? Like, oh, Sarah, you should network. Okay, let me do 50 plus networking meetings in 5 weeks or whatever it was. And then this is like, oh, Sarah, why don't you hire a W-2 employee? And it's like, okay, let me hire three in multiple states. Like, okay. So that is just a lot. And it's crazy, and I don't know what I'm doing, and it scares me. And yeah, I think it's also that once you start thinking about your business in a different way, especially when you're thinking of it as growing a company and not just growing a business, it's like you start overturning all the stones, if that makes sense. And it's like, well, this is how I've been doing things, but like I could do anything I want. And what do I want that to be? And what do I want that to look like? And what could that look like? And the possibilities are endless and it's big. And I don't know, if it sounds chaotic, it feels chaotic. And, but also thrilling, like truly the possibilities are just all open. And I'm also working with somebody on applying to some small business grants. I do not feel prepared to take on investors or loans at this moment, but that could also change. Like I'm more open to it now than I have been in the past in my business. And it's something that I've been lightly exploring and chatting with people with. I really, really, you guys, I'm trying to build a company that I could ultimately sell, and realizing that the faster path to growth is to have more funding. And I know how I would use that funding now compared to if you had asked me a year ago, I would have been like, I don't even know what I would do with funding. And now I definitely know. So that is interesting. Just it's different. And I feel like all the imposter syndrome and all the fear gremlins. And honestly, what I started to say to you right before we hit record, and I was like, never mind. Let's enough like talking about what we're going to talk about. Let's just hit record, which is like also some grief. Because I'm moving into being a new version of myself. My business is moving into a new version of being a business, and I've loved the version that it's been. And so letting go is, I don't know, I'm an emotional being.
I love this for you, and I love this about you. It's definitely a season that you're in. I'm not there yet, but I can definitely foresee it. But you are a gentle creature. You are just a gentle soul. And I think it makes sense that you're feeling a little bit of grief. I will also say you have a team of people, and that's like hella intimidating. If I was having to support other humans, I don't know if I could deal with it, because I'm a full-time job myself, you know, and you're managing people and you're doing it gracefully and you're intentional about how you are growing your business, which I think it says a lot about you as the person. It's a very exciting time for you.
Yeah, thank you. It is. The opportunities just keep coming. I feel like speaking opportunities and exhibitor opportunities at conferences, and also we're theoretically moving this year. So I'm trying to figure out how do I do all of those, all of these extra expenses, first of all, but then also just the time, like if I'm traveling, how is that going to correspond with a move? And I mean, the country is way bigger than, honestly, the United States is way bigger than I wish it was. Flying all around to different, like from coast to coast is difficult. I feel like where I need to be moving is to middle America so that each coast is like equal distance from where I am, because going to the East Coast is hard, you guys. So anyways, that's kind of where I'm at. And you have a lot of growth and evolving too, because I feel like your business, which used to be so based in kind of stereotypical virtual assistant client work, is now evolving into more mentoring, more coaching, like partnering with people in different ways. And yeah, but it is, no, don't make faces at me. But you are thriving at it. People look up to you and you're so likable and they learn from you and you're helping them. You're helping them grow their businesses. And that, not that like, I mean, maybe you're going to be an actual, like, on your own 2 feet coach, but it's more like from a mentorship slash teaching. Okay, but you can make it your own thing. But I feel like, so I was going to say that, not that if you're looking for coaching, Amanda's not your coach.
Do that to me.
But I'm just saying that she's had these opportunities to step into this like mentor role for other VAs in the system you're already in the structure you're already in. And I just feel like your business looks a lot different than it did a year ago too.
Yeah, it really does. I also think something I said I would never do that was just like not something I was ever interested in was niching down. And I haven't, but I have by no intentionality have niched down a little bit to what I'm offering for a higher ticket price so that I'm not slaving over my computer every day for, you know, minimal income. And that's really exciting. And I'm purposely not trying to be vague when I talk about like what's going on in my business, because I want to share, but I'm also being very protective over just kind of what's still cooking. Like there are things simmering that I'm not sure what they're going to look like. And I cannot wait to tell everybody about it, but I don't know what that is going to look like. And so I don't want to put like a name on it or a label on it. I'm being very close to the chest, even with people close to me, because I really want whatever's growing and happening behind the scenes to kind of just do its own thing and materialize when and if it should. That's really the mentality that I'm going, just with a very open hand, just kind of, hey, this would be great if this worked out. It would change my life, but also it's fine if it doesn't. Like I'm going to continue to show up. And that's like every single episode, I try very hard to give people, you listeners, a just bit of advice from what I'm experiencing out here in the trenches. And if I could say anything, it would be just continue to show up, because it does pay off. And on the days that you don't think it is, it is. And it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but it does eventually add up. Small steps add up to very long miles. And I also heard someone say something, and I thought about you. I have heard two sayings that I feel like in this season have found me for a reason. And I just keep telling myself these two things, and it's really grounded me in where I'm at, which the first one is rejection is protection. And it's really given me this mindset of like, even things that I've worked really hard for, or even the things I really, 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 really want to work out, if they don't, it's for my own betterment. And in a way, I've always felt like that, like what's meant for me will be for me. And if it's not, it's not. But something about that saying of like, preparing myself for rejection when and if it comes, and knowing that it's for my protection from whatever is out there, is so rewarding, like for my spirit and my soul, to know that there is something out there protecting me from what's not meant for me. First of all, how do you feel about that?
I think it's true, but I think it's easier to say than to live it. I think that, rejection hurts. And I think especially like, I think a lot of us have rejection wounds from even childhood. And so any form of rejection in adulthood, especially professionally, can trigger those kind of rejection wounds or like past rejection trauma, and bring kind of all those things back up of what's wrong with me? Why am I not good enough? Even if you know rationally that it's for the best, right? There's still something that's like, it stings and it opens things and it makes you deal with stuff and face things from whatever your past kind of traumas are. So I don't know. It just makes me think of like being the little kid that somebody didn't show up to your birthday party or you didn't get invited to something or whatever. And it's like, you know, you sort of, it can open kind of that stuff back up. But I do generally, I totally agree. I think that's really true. And I think that you do live in like, as having witnessed you, you do live in that energy of what's meant for me will find me, or even what's meant for me is already mine. Like it's already on its way and I'm open to receive it. And I have witnessed that in you. And I really think it's beautiful. And yeah, I think I just have maybe, I believe in it. I think I just maybe have a little bit harder time doing it gracefully.
And it may be more of a personality thing. I think too, because I have seen so many business owners, and you too, I know that, but I've seen so many business owners behind the scenes, business owners that I really thought had their shit together and were like bosses behind the scenes, really struggling. And it has always been a good reminder for me that if someone, whether it be a client or a project or whatever it is, quote unquote, rejects me, 9 times out of 10, it's not my fault, or right. it's not about me. So I don't, you know me though, I don't take anything personally. Like it's very, very, very hard to hurt my feelings because not because I'm so awesome, but because I know that the world does not freaking revolve around me and people have more shit going on in their lives than I will ever understand. They have their own experiences. They have their own, you know, things that they're bringing to the table. And it's not my responsibility to take on a burden of feeling like they're personally rejecting me, probably based off something that has nothing to do with me. And yeah, I've also had to grow a thick skin because I work with so many people so personally. Like it's one thing I feel like to provide a service, but it's another thing to be like the person organizing their kids' birthday parties or like, you know, talking to them when they're having a bad day and they can't get their calendars under control, or like listening to people cry on the phone to me because their marketing isn't working and this program they've sunk all this money in is not paying off. And so I think when those kind of people let you go, because it happens, you know, with their business changes or I change or whatever, it would be so freaking easy for me to be like, oh, what did I do wrong? And yeah. I just like can't. If I lived in that space, I would never get out of bed. I would be like constantly devastated, I feel like.
No, but I hear you. When it's funny because when a client turns over, for example, or when somebody chooses not to work with you and it's not because of you, it's not personal, then it's easy to be like, I know that I showed up as the best version of myself and like that it wasn't me. Like I know that my part was done, right? I know my part was done well. And what's funny is when it is about you, like when it is personal, it's also easy to say, well, I wouldn't have wanted to work with that person anyway, right?
Yeah,
like if it is personal, that's good. Like self-eliminate. We don't need to work together. So I think mainly I primarily have the first one, right? I just had a client who has honestly not been producing new content for a while, but she just officially put a pause on her contract with us. And I'm not even sad about it because it makes sense. It's the right thing for her. And I know it has nothing to do with me or PodFox. Like we literally have served her really well and the relationship is really good. It's all love and support and it's the right thing. And so it's an easy,
yeah,
an easy thing to support, but that also gets easier when you have more income. If that's right. Your only client, it's a lot harder to let them go.
I also feel like, too, I don't expect anybody to be working with me for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I think, I'm a person that's here to support you in this season that you're in. I don't look at any client when I sign on with them and go, okay, girl, we're in it until I retire. Like it's not corporate. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's why like working for corporate is so much more personal in a way. I think I go into it knowing eventually this will turn over. And I often will tell people, I'm setting you up for success now for whoever comes. If I get hit by a bus tomorrow or we stop working together tomorrow, you can still run this ship without me. Because I try to put that in their minds of like, this isn't going to be forever. I hope it is. Like, I don't go into it thinking it won't be. But I also have gotten in my mind of like, realistically, you need me for a season. You don't need me. I mean, my longest client is 2 years, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I digress. The other quote that I have had on my post-it by my computer And this is awesome for people who are like me. They get really excited about things and they want to tell everybody. And then within like 2 seconds, they realize why they shouldn't tell everybody what they're excited about, because people don't celebrate you the way that you're going to celebrate yourself. But the quote is, why are you letting blind people proofread your vision? And what that basically means to me is, why are you letting people have a say in what you're building, what you're excited about, what you're trying to grow? Because people aren't going to be as excited and inspired and like passionate about what you are. And if they are supportive, say you have awesome people in your life, they're like, that's awesome, go you. They're never going to give you what you're looking for, because nobody's going to be as passionate as you. And why should they be, right? And so for me in this season, it's like, I'm purposely not trying to be quiet about what I'm growing, but I'm also very aware that nobody's going to get it the way that I get it, because nobody sees the end goal like I see the end goal.
So similar, I've heard kind of, I feel like tangentially related version of that, which is, don't ask for directions, or don't take directions from someone who's never been where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that too. I think it's a reality check, because we assess our worth and we assess how we should feel about ourselves and how we should feel about our work based on other people's perceptions. And to me, that phrase is less about like coaching and advice, and more or like formal advice. And it's more about those offhand comments or judgments that people make, where it's like, I mean, it doesn't matter what you think or what your opinion is of whether things are the right time or the right way or whatever, if you've never built what I'm building, I mean, it doesn't.
Yeah.
So I still take it as like, I can ask for advice or do a temperature check with people who I trust and love. But like, I obviously know other people who have built and sold businesses, but I don't know anybody who's built my own vision, right? Like nobody, it's only mine.
Yeah.
So, and I stand by it. I think it's great. I love it. I'm excited about it. Right. So letting that kind of, yeah, that's interesting. Anyways. Well, I love it. In the spirit of overturning all of the stones and re-strategizing and reassessing like what's next, we've been asking some big questions about, what do we want Big Brave Business to be, and where do we want it to go, and what kinds of cool, exciting things could we do with this Big Brave Business platform? So how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, you and I have had some really big conversations about what's our goal, what's our like, what do we want to really do with this podcast? And I think it's so necessary to reassess any project or work or role or company that you have grown to say, like, are we still on what we're trying to do? Are we still, you know, do we still have a vision for what we're trying to accomplish? And really dialing into, you know, kind of what's the purpose behind what you're putting your time into? So when you and I started talking about, we decided that at the beginning of the year, we wanted to reassess, because we have been doing this show for a year, friends, over a year now. And we both decided that we wanted to spend some time to reassess on what do we want our next chapter to look like for Big Brave Business. And my friends, we have come up with some incredible things. And in full disclosure, we're not sure what it's all going to look like yet, but it's going to be awesome. And we're so excited to both dial in on our businesses separately so that we can come back and offer you even more in the next couple of weeks. We have decided, Sarah, what day did we decide we're coming back? April the...
Yeah. So April 16th will be the next new episode. We're going to replay some of our best advice though. So if you've heard all of our episodes up to this point, then I still hope you'll tune in each week, because I think that it'll be really helpful to kind of hear things in a new light, or wherever you are now compared to where you were when you first heard it. And if you haven't heard every episode, then I mean, to pat ourselves on the back, we have some good stuff in this podcast, yeah, in the vault. So we're excited that we're not going to leave the feed empty for the next few weeks, for the next, you know, month or so. We're going to still have some episodes popping in, but season 2 will officially start on April 16th.
That's right. So come back, my friends. We have some very exciting things, and I have an inkling of a feeling that we will have some even bigger announcements than outside of the show, but in our personal businesses. So In saying that, we hope you have the most incredible March. We are going to get busy on some awesome things for you for our April relaunch. We're not even going to call it a relaunch. We're not even going to call it a season two. We're going to say we're coming back.
Yeah, better than ever. Bigger and braver.
That's it. That's it. So stay tuned. We will be back in April, April the 16th. You've already said that. And we'll see you then.
In the meantime, make sure you come and follow us on Instagram. Amanda is at Amanda Nelson Reads. I am at Sarah K. Heater. And together we are at Big Brave Business. And by the way, if you're following us on at Big Brave Business, thank you. And one of our plans for season two / our comeback is to have more of a strategy with that Instagram as well. So more details to come, but make sure you go follow us and definitely slide into our inbox and tell us how you're feeling about your business and how things are growing and evolving for you too, since you started listening to the show, just as like a mile marker, or since you started your business or whatever it is. We love chatting with you in our inboxes. So anyways, at Amanda Nelson Reads, at Sarah K. Heater, at Big Brave Business, all the links are in the show notes. And, well, you'll see us right here next week.
See you then.